Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, horticulturist, and a garden author. I love to help people with their questions on gardening. It was a good week for that. So gardening and planting, if you're cleaning out your landscape, this is a good week for that too as well. Rainfall, we had a little bit of it. Good morning, Lizzie. Good morning, Mar. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good.
Mar, how are you?
What's on? Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry.
And so, did you guys get any rain?
I got lots. We got lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, we got a ton of rain.
Right. Lake County looked like it got a good amount. But it's been dry in Orlando for this week. But yesterday, we received a little bit over half an inch. North and South Florida received a lot of needed rain. But Daytona Beach, so here's the totals they came out with this morning. So far in the month of June, we're supposed to average in Daytona Beach about 2.11 inches of rain, 2.11 inches of rain. So far, Daytona Beach has only gotten a sixth of an inch of rain.
Really?
Yeah, so that's not a lot. So, I mean, that's, you know, kind of scary. Orlando, we should have had 2.53 inches of rain. We've only gotten 1 inch of 1.25 inches of rain. And then Melbourne. Here you go, Melbourne. Melbourne usually gets, by this time in June, 2.27 inches of rain, and they have received over 3.5 inches of rain. So, you know, it's just varying across the state. But this month, we are supposed to get at least 7.5 inches of rain, which means if any of you had your sprinkler systems on last week, you watered too much. This is a time of the year to turn your irrigation systems off if you have an established landscape and let Mother Nature do her thing. I also had some questions on citrus greening. We're still getting listeners and homeowners that their trees are starting to decline. And, you know, citrus greening is still affecting that. So I wanted to find out how many acres of property, acres of citrus groves we had and how much we've lost. And so I asked Gene McAvoy. He is the regional vegetable extension agent emeritus, and he lives in La Belle, Florida. And so he knew exactly what I needed to know. And so the source is U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics. Now, this is a little bit behind because they lag about a year. But in September 21, we had about 372,000 acres of orange trees. And that has declined 3% in 2021. And so it's just very interesting that this is down from nearly 800,000 acres of citrus in the state of Florida.
Really?
We only have less than a third of it, or just a little bit more than a third. And so acreage details, we have lost in the net loss of 12,000 acres is 955 acres more than we lost last season. So every year we're continuing to lose the citrus groves. And it's not because development, we are developing it, but it's because the citrus groves are dying that the opportunity for development happens. So this is very important to remember. So overall, citrus trees are at 59.7 million acres. It's down from 1%. And for the third consecutive season, DeSoto County had the most citrus acres at 66,638 acres. So that's kind of really, really sad. Grapefruit acreage is 19,000 acres down, 11%. Red grapefruit is 85% of that total. White grapefruit is 15%. The famous Indian River District, famous for their citrus, has 69% of total grapefruit acreage. Specialty fruit acreage is up 3%, which is really interesting, 15,000 acres, over 15,000 acres. And tangerines and tangelos account for 63% of that total. So the rest of it includes lemons and specialty varieties. So I thank, Gene McAvoy for giving me that information. So if you think your citrus tree is declining, get it diagnosed. Don't carry the leaves or foliage into the extension offices. take a picture of your tree and of your leaves close up and let them know. Hung Long Bing is called the Golden Dragon, and your citrus trees are going to turn yellow, and you're going to have really spotty, blotchy, yellow leaves, green leaves, and it's going to it's just very sad. Now, do we recommend planting citrus? Here's what we're saying, that your citrus tree isn't going to last a long time, so you want to make sure that you don't spend a lot of money on your citrus. But, you know, putting in a citrus tree and then expecting it to live 5 to 7 years is appropriate. Today at the Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center in Lakeland on County Road 540A, they are having one of their events, Lawn Chair Lecture Series. And today, they're going to be talking about proper pruning on shrubs. And this is the last month to cut your azaleas, cut your camellias. So it's really good. Get down to Peterson Nursery and Garden Center. 9:30, they will have a lecture on pruning your shrubs. So we certainly appreciate them letting us know that. Upcoming guests this hour, we're going to prepare for a wet summer and how to control mosquitoes with Bill Stengel, Summit Responsible Solutions and .com. And hour number two, we're going to talk with Carol Reese. She's a former extension agent with the University of Tennessee, who has a passionate issue of native plants. And so we're also going to be taking your phone calls. You can also call in to Lizzie, 1-888-455-2967, or Mar. Mar is answering the phones today. And you can text me at 23680. You can let me know you're out there and that we're going to have a good time today because I know you're out there. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Hey, tío, ¿qué pasa? Did you get your COVID vaccine yet?
Hola. No, todavía no. I haven't gotten the vaccine up until now. I still need it.
COVID is still sending people in our community to the hospital.
Ay, pero how do you know it's safe?
I talked to my doctor. But you know what is risky?
What, not being vaccinated?
Pues sí.
Go to COVID-resources.org or call 877-904-5097.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm so glad that you're here with me this morning. I hope with your favorite cup of coffee or your wee cup of tea, which I have. I love my tea in the morning. One of the biggest questions I get from northern friends and family is, how do you handle all those mosquitoes in Florida? And besides taking a rope out and saddling them, you have to understand why we have them. And so for me, it's pretty easy for understanding where we get them and where they come from. But the solution is also an easy one. National Mosquito Control Awareness Week is June 19th through the 25th, and it's important for everyone to know how to control these not only annoying creatures, but mosquitoes can carry serious health threats to people and pets. So joining us right now from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios is Summit Responsible Solutions National Sales Manager, Bill Stengel. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much. Are you in now? So you're living in Maryland. Are you still in springtime there, or has summer arrived early in Maryland?
Well, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, we were in the 90s, and we thought, oh, no, summer is here. But then this week has turned very, very spring-like. It's the finest weather we've had all year. It's really beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So a big question for homeowners, especially on lakes and other water bodies, is will we ever get rid of mosquitoes?
No. it's absolutely impossible to get rid of mosquitoes. And but what you can do is help reduce the populations, and especially around your own living quarters.
Yes, that's the important part. So National Mosquito Control Week is next week, June 19th through June 25th. It's helpful to educate about the dangers of mosquitoes. How can people be mosquito smart?
Well, the easiest way is to take an inventory of the area around your home and see if there's any standing water. Mosquitoes have to have standing water. If they don't have standing water, they can't breed.
Okay, and so explain, Bill, can you explain what standing water is?
Sure. Standing water is any water that sits in an area for more than a week and is not moving. So it's a river or stream is moving water. Typically, you're not going to have any issues with mosquitoes there. But if you have kids' toys laying outside collecting water, or if you have a clogged rain gutter, or if you have a tree hole, or low-lying swampy area in the backyard, any area where water just sits for a week or more, that's what we consider standing water.
Okay, that's great. And so I interrupted you, I apologize, but so mosquito smart, understanding where there is water, and what else?
Well, I mean, that's the big thing. Understand where it is and then either get rid of the standing water, or if you can't get rid of it, for instance, if you have a decorative pond, you obviously don't want to get rid of that standing water.
Right.
Then you need to treat it so that you don't have mosquito issues.
So I'm very proud to say that you're a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens, and Summit Responsible Solutions has a remarkable environmentally friendly solution. So describe what mosquito bits and dunks are, why they're so effective against mosquitoes, please.
So the active ingredient in both mosquito dunks and bits is called BTI. BTI is short for Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis. So that's quite a mouthful.
That is, for this early in the morning. You did good.
So it's a naturally occurring soil-borne bacteria that is lethal to mosquito larvae and virtually harmless to everything else.
Okay, so where can mosquito bits and dunks be used then?
Use those to treat any standing water.
Okay.
So the big difference between the two, mosquito bits are granular and they're a quick kill for mosquito larvae. If you have an area where, oh boy, there's mosquito larvae, you want to use that. It releases the bacteria into the water right away and starts drifting down. It gets consumed by the mosquito larvae, and it's lethal to them. And mosquito dunks, they're more a controlled release. You put those in water, and they're going to continue working for 30, 40 days or more.
And
they'll continue releasing the product into the water.
And so that you could put those in, like, bird baths and fountains?
Yeah. Rain barrels, decorative ponds. I like to recommend. I mean, places that people don't even necessarily think. I do gardening in earth boxes, the big self-watering planter. And those fill tubes that lead down into the reservoir, mosquitoes zero in on those. I mean, they'll drop their eggs in the reservoir and you don't even know it. And then all of a sudden you have a mosquito problem. So I just take a dunk and break a bit off and throw it in there every month.
Well, that's a great idea. Oh, my goodness. And so when we think of mosquitoes and water, we usually think lakefront homes and swamps. But mosquitoes don't need a large amount of water, do they?
There are some mosquitoes that can breed in as little as a thimbleful of water.
Thimbleful.
As long as that water stays around, yeah, they can breed, and you get hundreds of mosquitoes in that thimbleful of water.
And so, you know, that means that even the possibility, when you're looking at that big, thick mulch area that has a large piece of bark, then that water sitting on top of that bark for 2 to 3 days up to a week, then that could be a possible breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. Up here, a lot of people, they have wood stoves, and they get wood piles, and then they cover them with tarps, and then that rippling in the tarp just collects water, and people don't even think about it. But, I mean, that's a great place for mosquitoes to breed.
Yeah, and you mentioned toys, but also pots and containers out on your patio.
Oh, yes, especially if you have one of these huge planters that has a big saucer underneath, water's going to stay there for a week or more.
And so, you know, mosquito bits and dunks, they're safe for, the environment. But what about pets and children?
Yes. No issues whatsoever.
Okay. I mean, we don't want children, playing it. But if they play in that water, they're not going to get sick or anything.
That's correct.
Okay. And if the dog accidentally drinks it?
We have dogs. We have people call about their dogs. They complain because their dogs think the mosquito dunks are treats.
Oh no!
So,
it's
no issue. It's no issue to the health of the animal.
Isn't that incredible? So even birds in a bird bath are not affected by it.
Oh no, not at all.
That's wonderful. So what about people who are having an outdoor event in their backyard? Do you have a solution for controlling mosquitoes safely around the perimeter of the party?
Well, we have a product called Mosquito and Gnat Barrier. Now, it is a chemical. It's not a bacteria. You know, be upfront about that. There is no bacterial control for adult mosquitoes.
Okay.
So if you're in a situation where you're preparing for that outdoor party, you can treat the area, kill the adult mosquitoes out in the area, and and then have your party.
And what's the name of the product?
It's called Summit Mosquito and Gnat Barrier.
Okay, and but it's safe too as well. Bill, I have a hard break coming up. Can you stay over through the half hour? We'll continue because I've got a real life indoor experience about mosquito bits, and I have to tell you, can you stay through?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, super. Lizzie, how long? I'm sorry. Oh, we got 3 minutes. Okay, so I can ask you about the barrier. So explain how the barrier works. How do we treat it then?
Well, the barrier, typically it's a hose and spray. So you hook it to your hose. You spray the area. We suggest that you're spraying primarily mosquito resting places. So mosquitoes are weak flyers. They need to land a lot. They land on vertical surfaces. So it could be fence posts, decking, trees and shrubs, anything around the perimeter that is going to attract mosquitoes for resting is a great place to spray. You know, not so much in the middle of the lawns. I mean, the mosquitoes aren't going to be landing there so much, so you might have a gnat problem there. But yeah, if you're going to be sitting, if you're out on a deck, treat your deck before your guests come over.
Okay.
And the mosquitoes land there and they die.
Wonderful. Now, does this help with blind mosquitoes?
I'm sorry.
Does mosquito bits affect blind mosquitoes too as well?
Okay. Are we referring to the mosquito and gnat barrier or the mosquito bits?
The mosquito bits.
Okay. So no, mosquito bits are strictly for the larval stage of mosquitoes. So it's strictly for treating water.
Okay, there you go. I understand that. Thank you so much, Bill. I'm going to carry you over because I do have to tell you about my experience. But if you would, if our listeners would go to the Better Lawns and Gardens page, you will see summitresponsiblesolutions.com and you can like their page. And where, Bill, can people find mosquito bits and dunks?
Oh, my. You can find them in garden centers, hardware stores, online. I mean, they're sold in a lot of places.
Wonderful. Thank you. So if you would go to Facebook and like Better Lawns and Gardens and Summit Responsible Solutions, give us a 5-star rating. That would be great. Also, too, we're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to get on board to call or text your gardening question. You can let us know by text 23680, or you can call after the break. And Mara will put them on the board for us to take their gardening question.
That's right. And what we highly suggest is that whenever you do text us, to text your name, where your location is, because that makes it easier for Teresa to be able to give you the correct answer of how to do A, B, and C for what you're asking. And love your text.
Well, that's be great. We're going to be back with Bill Stengel. Bill, are you related to Casey?
I get asked that all the time. I don't think so. I've never really researched it.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. We'll have to find out one day. So we're going to be right back with Bill Stengel. He is a national sales marketing person for SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. Thank you for joining us this morning. We hope you have a wonderful day. I'm proud to say that we have Bill Stiegel with us this morning. He is the National Sales Manager for Summit Responsible Solutions, a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens, but a fantastic product. He really does. This product is a solution for mosquitoes. So, Bill, I mentioned before that I had a mosquito bits experience with my indoor house plants, and I have begonias and peperomias and philodendrons, and I noticed I had a lot of fungal gnats, and I used the mosquito bits, and they disappeared. How does it work indoors?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. The active ingredient in mosquito bits, the BTI, which is lethal to mosquito larvae, is also lethal to fungus gnat larvae because they're in the same family as mosquito larvae. They're in the insect class Diptera.
That is
so.
It worked really well and quickly too.
It's the biological control for fungus gnats. So yeah, safe to use indoors, safe to use around people, plants, pets, and we recommend that you make a tea out of it. The instructions are on the bag, and just water your plants with it, and you're breaking the life cycle by killing the larval stage.
That's wonderful. So again, National Mosquito Control Week starts June 19th through the 25th, and we have other insects in Florida that we have issues with, like the Asian cycad scale on our sago palms. And Summit Responsible Solutions has a environmental solution for Asian cycad scale too. So what is that?
We do. We have a product called Year-Round Spray Oil. It's a highly refined horticultural oil that works great on cycad scale. And I know that's a real issue if you have those plants, those sago palms in your landscape.
It really is. And I was very pleased to see that because we're still getting it and people want to know what to use. And so let's see. The Mosquito Smart, I'd like to just say this again. We have new people coming on at 7:30. So, again, tell people how they can be mosquito smart during the summer.
Walk around your property and get your neighbors to walk around their property and make sure that there is no standing water. And standing water can be a very, very small amount. So look in tree holes. Look in, if you have irrigation in your yard, you know, look in the irrigation containers where all the controls are, because standing water is down there.
Even bromeliads.
And, oh, my heavens, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Bromeliads. They hold a lot of water for mosquitoes. So, yeah, make sure if they're small bromeliads, just get the water off. Just take them and dump them. If it's a large bromeliad, treat them with mosquito bits.
That's great. And so then we also want to tell people, you know, they should cover their skin all the time, long sleeve shirts if they're going outside at dusk time, and light colored clothing. Isn't that interesting? Why should people wear light colored clothing?
Mosquitoes are actually attracted to dark colors. So light colored clothing makes you a little less susceptible to getting bitten.
It does. And then also use mosquito repellent. And so that's important. It's safe. It's on the shelf and it's available. So where can people find, can they go, you said online, but also you can get it off the shelf. Where would they find it on the shelf?
Which product?
Oh, I'm sorry. The mosquito bits and dunks. I think that's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Just again, almost any hardware store, garden center. There's plenty of retailers that have it. And if your favorite one doesn't have it, ask them to call us. We'll get it to them.
Okay. And so this product not only works in Florida, but in Louisiana, across the country, up north in Michigan. I mean, they do have mosquitoes up there, even though they have a cold winter that knocks them out. They still get mosquitoes, right?
They even have mosquitoes in Alaska. So, and we sell a lot of products in Alaska simply because of their mosquito problem. Their state bird is a mosquito.
I've never heard that. That's wonderful. So, okay. And the cost of it, what, can you give me a general cost?
You'll typically find a pack of six mosquito dunks anywhere between $10 and $12.
And you could just even break those up and use it and, you know, divide it up, right?
Oh, my heavens, yes. In a bird bath, one mosquito dung covers 100 square feet. Nobody has a bird bath that big. So, yeah, break it into quarters if you're going to treat a bird bath or a rain barrel.
And how long would it last in a bird bath?
Oh, it'll last at least 30 days.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Bill. I certainly do appreciate it. You have a wonderful product, and I'm so proud to be having the studios named after Summit Responsible Solutions. You want to go out there and purchase mosquito bits and dunks. Bill, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for coming on.
Teresa, thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you this morning.
I appreciate it so much. Take care. Have a great weekend. And that was Bill Stengel. He is the National Sales Manager for SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And you can go on there. You can find their products on, you know, hardware stores, on in-box stores, and also in garden centers everywhere.
Oh, that was some really good information. A lot of stuff that I didn't really pay attention to, even being a Floridian, of, you know, walking your yard and making sure that this has been picked up, because you just don't really pay attention, especially with this much rain. And then you have that one little bucket out somewhere or cup somewhere, and or you're feeding your cats or whatever, or dogs, and
outside.
It's there, and yeah. It's just like, oh, hmm.
And you're getting, you know, attacked by all these mosquitoes. And so I really appreciate it. But I also like the barrier one where you can spray right before an event. You can spray this chemical on the outside of your perimeter of your yard and you won't have mosquitoes. And I think that's just a really great way to use the product.
Yeah,
and
I thought that was like extremely like useful. So I'm definitely going to put that to use as well.
I know. I'm very excited about it. And so do you have questions, gardening questions that I can answer for you? You can just shoot us a text message. And so I do have a text message on Summit Responsible Solutions. So is the Summit mosquito barrier safe for honeybees? And I would, yes, it is. You're spraying it right before your event in the afternoon or evening where mosquitoes are going to be. And bees are already home by then. So it is a safe product. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, our gas-powered equipment starts at just $149.99. Whether dad wants a hard-working tool for a project or a yard he can show off, find the gift he'll love to use. Visit our Father's Day gift guide at steelusa.com/gift guide. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Ever notice that regardless of what we're doing, time just keeps on ticking? If we're at work, it keeps on ticking. In our cars, ticking. Hanging out at home, yep, time never stops. Repeatedly, the Bible affirms what we already know, but have a hard time accepting. We have a limited amount of time on earth, and none of us knows how long that will be. James 4:14 says, "You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." And one day, our time will run out. You see, life is incredibly short, but eternity lasts forever. What will you do with the time you have left? Be sure you know Jesus, for a relationship with Him is what's most important forever. This is Bryant Wright, thankful to spend this time with you, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance.
They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We had a text message that says, the Summit Mosquito Barrier safe for honeybees? And I said, yes, it depends on the timing of the application. You want to do it at night, and you don't want to directly spray when they're flying around. So it is a toxic to them if they are flying around and you spray them directly. So you want to make sure that you're spraying it, you know, close to your event at night, and don't put it on pollinator crops.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, so it is, you know, it is toxic for the barrier. The mosquito bits and dunks is not. So I wanted to make that clarification. So if you have a gardening question, I would love to answer them for you. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And this is the time of the year that you are going to be finishing up your pruning on your shrubs. And so Peterson's Nursery is going to have a lecture at 9:30 this morning. And so you want to make sure you go to that if you're in the Lakeland area, right off of County Road 540A in Lakeland. And that will be a wonderful, wonderful talk and lecture. So we do appreciate them letting us know about that. And so composting, we had a question a couple of weeks ago, and I did not get to it because of the time constraint. But composting, what can you compost this time of the year? And with our mowing the grass a lot, hopefully you're composting that. You're bagging your clippings, and you are going to put them in your compost pile. So green plants like your grass blades, they add bulk, and it's a good source of nitrogen for your compost pile. Brown leaves, we still have a lot of leaves left over from the early springtime fall of, you know, foliage from oak trees. If you have that, you can either you rake it up onto your, into your garden beds, or you can add them to your compost pile. It's an excellent source of carbon. And if they're really big leaves, like sycamore leaves, then you make sure that you want to shred them before you put them in. You can put in twigs and branches. They can add structure for aeration. So when you're creating a compost pile, you want to make sure that you're turning it so that all of the ingredients, all the material in there is getting air. So good air circulation. So you want to turn it. But if you put in twigs and branches, those little spaces where they take up and you don't have soil or dirt or other materials will be able to help the compost bin or pile decompose a little bit more. Pine needles is brown, and that means it is great to be putting into the compost pile. And then also corn stalks and husks. If you're growing corn stalks in your Florida garden and over the summertime, then make sure that you take those husks and you can shred them up. and add them to your compost pile. You can add weeds to your compost pile. You want to bury them in the center of the pile so that you take advantage of that extreme heat in the center, which will kill the seeds. But it will also add extra nitrogen. Flowers you can put into your compost pile. And also your straw and hay, sawdust you can add to your compost pile. And you don't want to add diseased plants or plants with pesticides on them. Okay, so those are two ingredients that you do not want to add to your compost pile. Now, when you're putting this in, you want to make sure, again, you're turning it often, that it has access to getting water. Rainfall is very good. And you want to make sure that you're doing it long enough. It has to be in the full sun and for at least 2 months to 3 months before it breaks down. And it will break down quickly if you are, you know, adding the right ingredients. And I always add eggshells, which takes a little bit longer to decompose. But I also add my tea bags and bread and pasta you can add, even cookies and rice. And so if you do, you want to bury those in the middle of your compost pile or at least have a lid on it so that you can avoid attracting pests.
I was going to say that. And also bears.
Bears, too. They want a little cookie now and then. Boo-boo. Where's Boo-boo?
Me too. I love cookies.
Yes. So coffee grounds and filters you can add. And then also you want to be careful about, let's see, I'm going through here, newspapers you can add, wood ash, coal ash, seaweed. I even put the algae from my goldfish ponds into the compost pile. Yeah,
okay.
You know how you clean it out? Just take it and put it in the compost pile. It's wonderful. It's just like, you know, seaweed or kelp fertilizer.
Okay,
it's
got
wonderful.
It.
So what do you not want to add? No fish, no meat scraps, no bones, no oil or fatty ingredients, and then also no kitty litter. Kitty litter. I see people putting that out into their mulch beds all the time, and you don't want to do that. No dog poop. So that's that. And what else can we add? I'm looking at my list from helpmecompost.com. It's got a great list that you can print out. Dryer lint, vacuum dust, hair from your brushes, hair brushes, even the dog brush. You can put in that.
Okay.
And then used potting soil. So if you're cleaning out your pots and containers and refreshing the soil, put that soil into your compost bin so that it can get revitalized with the nutrients from the compost pile. That will be good. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So you can go on to the Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. You can see the orchids and how the listener, Bobby, moved the orchids out and cleaned it up, took out the fungal fungus orchid leaves. It looks so much better, and it will be a lot healthier. So you can go on there. You can send us pictures of your garden, and it's always good to do that. And I will respond back. May not be immediate, but I will respond back as soon as I can.
Exactly.
You know, and this week I am leaving to go to Philadelphia.
Super excited.
I am very excited on my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour. We are taking 35 people up to see these wonderful, beautiful palatial estates outside the Philadelphia area. We're going to go to Chanticleer, Longwood Botanical Gardens, and also the Winterthur Gardens.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm going to get to go to the Philadelphia Flower Show, which has always been my favorite. I call it my bouquet list instead of bucket list.
Oh, I love that. That's a good one.
You spell it bucket list, but you pronounce it bouquet. My bouquet list and Philadelphia Flower Show is right up there with one of my one of my greatest desires to see.
Is there something whenever you go there? So say like I would be a first timer if I ever went. Is there something specific that they need to see? Like It's like, so like if you go to like a theme park, you're like, oh my gosh, you have to see A, B, and C no matter what, if you don't do anything
yes,
else.
Yes.
So what do they need
at
to
Chanticleer,
see?
At Chanticleer, you need to see the Asian gardens, which are beautiful. The Asian gardens. And then any areas, you'll get a map. And I like to see the areas where there are statues and art in the garden.
Okay.
And so, you know, look for those. Also look for combinations, plant combinations. And what I love, I find fascinating is that up north, you know, Philadelphia on up, New York, Massachusetts, they use New York. I said New York. And they use tropical plants as annuals.
Oh, wow.
And so they have these wonderful container gardens that have all these beautiful combinations of color and texture. You know, your thrillers, your fillers, and your spillers. And they take a note of that because we can grow those all year round here in Florida.
This is true.
And
we're very lucky.
You know, we're very lucky. And the tropical business is going to have, we really fortunate for our growers here in Florida. They sell a lot to up north in Canada. And so, you know, we sell a lot of citrus trees to Canada. So we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. You're going to want to listen in the second hour. I have a wonderful guest. She is a retired extension agent from the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
And I know that everybody would like to be good stewards of the environment and how we select plants for our gardens and our landscapes. Most people want to prevent, want to protect pollinators and our ecosystems and provide wildlife with habitat resources. And so even as a landscape designer, I use Florida-friendly plants and natives and non-natives. And so Carol Reese, who is a delightful storytelling University of Tennessee extension agent, she uses her lifetime experiences along with a science background to help educate gardeners on the facts and fallacies of native plants.
I'm super excited.
She
I can't
coming,
wait to hear.
Oh, she's amazing. So she's a dynamo down on her farm and in the classroom. So she joins us in the next hour. You definitely don't want to miss her garden philosophy. And so from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, that's 802-341-4542.